சதாசிவசமாரம்ஹாம் சங்கராச்சார்யமத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சார்யபர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். ஓம்.
பேஜ் 43 வெர்ஸ் 58 ஓல்ட் புக் பேஜ் 120.
யாவன் பஸ்யேத் அகிலம் மதாத்மகம் தாவன் மதாராதன தத்பரோ பவேத். ஸ்ரத்தாளுரத்யூர்ஜித பக்தி லக்ஷணஹ யஸ்தஸ்ய த்ருஷ்யோஹமஹர்நிஷம் ஹ்ருதி.
Having completed the topic of Nididhyasanam with 57th verse, now Lord Rama, concluding this Atma Vidya which he is giving to Lakshmana, his own brother, the conclusion is in the form of an advice to Lakshmana. Jnani Stuti, Jnana Stuti, and the greatness of this knowledge Lord Rama presenting in these four shlokas, last four shlokas. Bhakti is the stepping stone, that is Saguna Bhakti, worshipping the Lord with an attribute is a stepping stone for Nirguna Brahma Jnanam. Arjuna, if you are not able to know my higher nature, Yavanna Pashyet, as long as you are not able to recognize me as Atma, as yourself, Yavanna Pashyet, what? Akhilam Madatmakam, everything is the Atma Swarupam, Brahma Swarupam, Madatmakam, my Brahma Swarupam, everything. As long as you are not able to understand, in spite of teaching, I am not expecting you that you will understand totally today itself. Having said everything, Lord Rama giving the benefit of doubt to Lakshmana himself. So it is your choice. If you are not able to see everything as Brahma Swarupam, doesn't matter. Tavat, until that time, Tavat, Madaradhanam Tatparaha Bhavet, may you continue puja, archana. In Narada Bhakti Sutras, Narada tells, different maharshis talk about bhakti there. Satu asmin ishare parama prema swarupa bhakti. The bhakti is parama prema. You have to develop supreme love towards God. That is Parama Bhakti. Then Parashara says, Narada tells, Parashara tells like this, what is Bhakti? Khathadishu Anuragaha. Some people love Prahlada Charitram, Gajendra Moksham. Wherever Purana Kalakshepam is going on, they run there. Khatha Kalakshepam. Every day Khatha Kalakshepam is going on one way, one place or other in Chennai. Not only in Chennai, everywhere. Bhagavata Kadha, any Kadha. People go there because of devotion. Until you come to this jnanam, you feel comfortable, you continue that is comfortable for you. Katha kalakshepam is comfortable for you, not Ramagita class. Doesn't matter. See how honest guru is. I don't mind if you don't come to my class, Rashmana is telling. So all maharshis tells kathadishu anuragaha. But a person love Vedanta teaching, when guru is talking, kathas and all not much relevant for this person, because they are all only katha. There is no tatparyam in that. There is no much taste to this person. Not that he hates that stories. He enjoy or she enjoy. But he has or she has matured enough, overcome. The mind is so refined, still what is there in katha? Idella saguna rupam. Why I have to listen? Let me go to Atma Swarupa Jnana. That class let me attend. So and the pakkam kadha kalakshepam, in the pakkam saguna, here nirguna. If you want to go to kadha kalakshepam, you can go. Kadha adishu anuragaha api bhakti hi eva. That is another. Aradhana means what? Listening to Bhagavan's stories. That also will help. Then puja adishu anuragaha iti gargaha. Garga Maharshi says in Narada Bhakti Sutra, Narada tells, Garga Maharshi says, puja dishu anuragaha. Some people love, go on doing puja, bringing flowers from here and there, all types of flowers, and pouring flowers on the Lord, puja. So puja, katha, all this type of bhakti may you continue. Aradhanam, navavidha bhakti. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnoha, Smaranam, Pada Sevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmani Vedanam. So continue Navavidha Bhakti. That is why Vedanta classes, people are very, very cute. Why? People are not up to that mark. Up to that extent, they are not mature enough. So Rama himself facing that problem. What to talk of me, the ordinary teacher? Tavan madaradhanam tatparaha bhavet. May you worship me. May you worship me. How you have to worship? Shraddhaluhu ati urjita bhakti lakshanaha. May your bhakti be the highest bhakti. If you are not able to understand this Bhagatyaga Lakshana, Jahal Lakshana, Ajahal Lakshana, Jahad Ajahal Lakshana, doesn't matter. May you have Shraddha. Shraddha Alu. Alu means what? Saturated with Shraddha. Full faith in God. Full faith in God. That is called Shraddha. Shraddha Aluhu. Urjita Bhakti. Highest bhakti, extreme devotion. May you have that extreme devotion. Bhakti lakshanaha. May you have that nature. Lakshana means what? An embodiment of devotion. That's why Tyagaraja, Bhakta Tyagaraja, Bhakta Tukaram, Bhakta Meera, Bhakta Prahallada, Bhakta Dhruva. Like that, Bhakta Bhakta. You also get a title before you, Bhakta Lakshmana. So Bhakta Lakshmana, Bhakta Ramadas, Bhakta Samartha Ramadas, so many Bhaktas. In our country, there are so many Bhaktas. Every one of them got that Bhakta word before their name. They are all what? Urjita Bhaktaha, Ati Urjita, highest Bhaktas. May you also become like that. Okay. யஹா தஸ்ய த்ருஷ்யஹா அஹம் அஹர்னிஷம் ஹ்ருதி. யஹா ஹூஎவர் ஹேவிங் தட் ஸ்ரத்தா, த ஹையஸ்ட் டிவோஷன் அப்பான் மீ, ஹ்ருதி அஹர்னிஷம் அஹம் த்ருஷ்யஹா பவாமி, I am available for him slowly, gradually, in whose heart I am residing all the time in saguna form. I will help him to understand my nirguna form. Whoever hold on to my saguna form with intense devotion, with intense shraddha, to such a person, in that heart I sit and I remove that sa and put to ni. Inna sa ni sarigama pada ni sa. I put sa, I remove sa means what? In the place of sa, I put to ni. Sagunam vadila nirgunam. He understands. So therefore, primary bhakti is important. Without saguna bhakti, nirguna jnanam is not possible. May you have bhakti towards God, may you worship him. Lord Rama said, therefore moksha sadhana, even Viveka Chudamani, Shankaracharya says, moksha sadhana samagriyam bhakti eva gariyasin. Bhakti alone is superior among sadhanas, among the means of moksha. So Vedanta never look down upon bhakti. Remember, moksha sadhana samagriyam bhakti eva gariyasi. Bhakti is very very important. That's why we celebrate Shivaratri, to invoke our bhakti. Understand? So bhakti is very very important. Therefore in 7th chapter of Bhagavad Gita also we saw, first may you have God as a means, then world is an end. You want to get some worldly objects, benefits, use God as a means, doesn't matter. My daughter has to get married, I have to buy a house, for so many worldly purposes, make use of Bhagavan. Nothing wrong, make use of Bhagavan. God is a means for worldly ends. So God is sadhanam. Prapanchika bhoga, materialistic pleasures are sadhyam. Start with that. Second stage, you mature. God is a means and God is an end. So God is means, God alone is end, not worldly pleasures, worldly object. I use God as a means to know the God, to become one with God, to recognize God, to know the Ishvara. I have a devotion. This is second level of bhakti. Here also Bhagavan is what? Sadhanam only. But sadhyam is Bhagavan. That is some improvement. In third level of bhakti, Bhagavan is the end. Bhagavan is the means, Bhagavan is the end. Third one, Bhagavan is neither means nor end. Not the means or end. Here Bhagavan either neither means nor end. Bhagavan is means. The third level of bhakti, Bhagavan is neither sadhanam nor sadhyam. Bhagavan is siddham. Here now itself Bhagavan is available in the form of Brahman Atma Swarupam. Therefore Bhagavan is not the means. Bhagavan is not the end. Now you got the three levels of bhakti. LKG bhakti, primary bhakti, primary school madri. Primary school bhakti is what? Bhagavan is the means, world is the end. from 6th standard onwards up to 12th standard, secondary school. What is bhakti? Bhagavan is the means, Bhagavan is the end. Then college, highest degree, post graduation. Bhagavan is neither means nor end. Bhagavan is Siddham, here, now, itself as Atma Swarupam. But this is very, very tough, very subtle, abstract. And even teachers are teaching from past decades, 1 decade, 2 decades, 3 decades. It is very, very difficult. Manushyanam Sahasreshu. They manage to continue in first and second level. Third level, very rarely people come to understand. Therefore, Lakshmana, you continue either in the first stage or second stage. Doesn't matter. Slowly, third stage, I will help you. I will help you. Next shloka, we will see. 59.
Rahasyametashrutisarasangraham. Maya vinishchitya tavoditam priyam. Yasvetadalochayatiha buddhiman. Samuchyate patakarasi bhikshanat.
Now Lord Rama talking about the greatness of this Atma Vidya, it is very, very secret. It should not be given to all people. Na virato duscharitat, na shanto, na samahitaha. If people are not having any discipline in their life, bhakti in their life, mind control, sense control, niyama, nistha is not there, for such people, this vidya should not be given. A strict warning for all teachers. The teachers should not give this teaching to all people. That is why they keep this vidya very secret. But we think they are very selfish. They are not teaching. They are not selfish. They are all very selfless. But you are not patram. You are not deserve to get it. That's why it is kept secret. If we become deserve, no? We are deserve for it, Guru, Bhagavan will come as a Guru. That's all. If we are really deserve. If you are not deserve, even Guru teaches also, the Shastra Mata knows how to hide. She keeps herself secret. Puriyamane angi irukkondamma. So that is called secret. In spite of the teacher is teaching very clearly, very simply way, even teaching that subject is secret. Yena. To receive, this person is not having that qualification. So that subject remains secret only. That's why Chinmayananda Swamiji says, it seems, even if we teach also, this Vedanta remains secret only. Adhikaris are very, very shrewd. Rahasyam etat. Now he addresses Lakshmana, he priya. Priya means, oh, my dear one, my dear brother. He priya. Oh my dear brother, Priya, etat, this teaching what I have given to you in this long passage, so many verses I have given, rahasyam, it's very, very secret, it is very sacred because of it, it is secret. Secret because of it is sacred, because it is sacred. That means it is very very rare. This vidya teaching people are also very rarely available, and listening also very few people only go there to listen. That first class, two classes, three classes they go, afterwards they stop. So very few people continue until the last conclusion. Conclusion very few people come. That itself shows what? Rahasyam. Etat, very very rare. What is that? Shruti Sara Sangraham. Here rahasya means anadhikarine na deyam ityartha. Anadhikarine na deyam. It is hidden, that meaning. One who is not having adhikara, may you not give this teaching for them. Rahasyam. Shruti Sara Sangraham. Sangraham means extracted from, taken from, as an essence, sara, essence, juice. This is not my swakapola kalpanam. It is not my kalpana. Swakapola kalpana anartha, my own imagination. Don't think like that. I have extracted this teaching from Veda, Shruti. If you are not able to study, understand directly Rigveda, Yajurveda, Samaveda, Atharvana Veda, if you study Rama Gita, it is as good as studying Rigveda, Yajurveda, Samaveda, Atharvana Veda. Veda Saram. Who says? Not me. Rama says, Shruti Sara, Sangraham. I have extracted from Veda. Maya Vinishchitya. By me, the tatparyam, essence I have taken. If I talk lot of time, you cannot sit. Therefore, I have taken the essence. Vinishchitya, having taken out the juice extracted by me, maya, vinishchitya, extracted by me, tava uditam, taught to you. I have extracted, nee kashtapadamale naan nalla easy ah, what is tadastha lakshanam, what is jahal lakshana, what is ajahal lakshana, what is jahada jahal lakshana, what is bhagatyaga lakshana, how to drop RC and RM, how to take the OC, then how you have to make it aikyam. All I have taught very simple way. Nee kashtapadave venda ani solli naan illa solli kudutain. Adha tava uditam. But in spite of that, people manage not to understand. People manage not to understand what to do. So, tava uditam he lashmana. Yaha tu etad alochayati iha buddhiman. Yaha buddhiman, whoever is having buddhiman means viveki. Atmanatma viveki. Who is having two weapons, vairagyam and viveka. Vairagyam towards worldly matters. Atma anatma viveka. What is permanent, what is impermanent? I don't want any impermanent. I don't want hooked to any impermanent thing. I want permanent. A person who is having this thinking is called buddhiman. Otherwise, buddhuman. Okay. Therefore, iha means in this janma, in this life. I want to get moksha in this life itself. Swamini, at least next janma, enakku moksha varanavani keta eppadi irukum guru ki. Guru is sitting to give moksha in this janma. Guru wants to say, you are ever muktaha. Guru wants to say, the student somehow want to postpone for next birth, next birth. So Lord Rama says, buddhiman iha asmin janmani, in this janma itself, iha alochayati. Alochayati means not thinking, sitting alone. having done Shravana Manana Nididhyasanam and after doing lot of enquiry and doing contemplation. Shravana Manana Nididhyasana enquiry is called Alochana. Alochayati Iha. Iha means in this life itself, without wasting time in cooking morning breakfast, lunch and dinner, and going here and there, Pond Bazaar, Usman Road, going to lot of shopping and all friends, functions. Instead of doing that, spending much time for that, spending more time for Vedanta is called Buddhiman. In spite of family duties. Rama is a Grihastha, Lakshmana is a Grihastha, Krishna is a Grihastha, Arjuna is a Grihastha. So your party is a big party. Grihastha party is the biggest party. Sannyasi party is only very minority party. So minority party, your party is greatest, na? Biggest party. Saha Muchyate, such a person will be liberated. Muchyate. From what? Pataka Rashibihi Kshanat Muchyate. Within fraction of seconds, Kshanat. Or Kshanatila. Or Kshanatila Abdina. Kshanat Muchyate. From Pataka Rashi. Rashi and a Kut. Or a big heap of sins. Pataka Rashi. Patayati iti patakam. Papa means what? That which makes you to fall. What do you mean by papa, you know? Papa is nothing but that which makes you to fall. From what? From your real nature. That is called papam. That which obstructs you not coming to the class is called papam. Amma, is it correct? Amma, 10% correct. That which obstructs you not coming to the class is a papam. Because it is not allowing you to come to class, not to understand your real nature, and you are sitting at home or doing something else, and you are not able to recognize your real nature any time. So you are in ajnana, abhimana, samsara, is it not papam? Ajnanam eva papam. So patayati makes the person to fall from his real nature is called patakam. Sanchita papam, agami papam, even punya also is a papam. Not knowing real nature and doing lot of other things is a papam. Therefore, pataka rasibihi, sanchita papa, agami, prarabdha, everything. Vidyate hridaya grandhihi chidyante sarva samshayah chiyante asya karmani tasmin drishte paravare care of mundaka. Therefore spiritual fall because of papam. Punya also is called for again punarjanma. Therefore even punya also can be nullified by this jnanam. Pataka rasibihi Kshanat Muchyate. As long as your Sanchita Agami is there, you have to take birth again. Janma Maranam. Janana Marana Samsara Chakram. Vyadhi Jara. Chumma Janma Marana Anna Pusukkana Pona Anna Pusukkana Pomadiyo. Pusukkana Pomadiyo. Uchi ventilator, uchi tube where to put another, karma decides. Puriyar there. How long you have to be intensive care, how long you have to be bedridden, how long you have to get service from nurses, ayas, who knows? Your karma decides, not doctors. Karma decides. Again, if you take birth again, that which body we do not know. So therefore, careful. When you get Ramagita class, you come, papa will be nullified, destroyed. Agami is avoided. Sanchita is burned down. Prarabdha is exhausted. Jnani is never affected by prarabdha. For Jnani, prarabdha is like an alankaram. Dayananda Swamiji says, it is like a defanged cobra. Defanged cobra or fried seed. Fried seed like. So Jnani exhaust prarabdha, it is a beautiful alankaram for a Jnani. It never disturbs the Jnani. For loka sangraha, Jnani's ahankara helps us. Jnani's prarabdha helps for loka. For the sake of, for the welfare of the humanity. Next shloka, we will read. 60.
Bhratal yadidam paridrishyate jagate. Māyaiva sarvam parihrutya cetasām. Madbhavana bhavita shuddha manasah. Sukhi bhavanandamayo niramayah.
Hey Bhata, my dear brother, how fortunate Lakshmana, his own brother teaching such a Brahma Vidya. Sakshat Sriman Narayana, Lord Rama. Hey Bhata, of course Lakshmana is Adi Sesha Avataram. Okay. Hey Bhata, Sambodhana, addressing his brother. Yat idam paridrishyate jagat. Whatever universe you are seeing in front of you, yet idam, idam means this universe, yet means that which you are seeing, whatever you are seeing, that yet tat, yet drishyate idam tat jagat. Whatever you are seeing, that universe, that is what? Maya. Maya, it is like a halo. Full of halo. Maya means it is not there really. It is only an appearance. What is the Tamil word? Totram. Totram. Nanna word illa, totram. Okay. Maya eva, and the eva is very important. It is false only, like a rope snake. It appears, but it is not real. What about pot? Pot appears, but it is not real. Because there is no pot. World appears, there is no world. Adimatra Kashto Swamini. Maya eva. Like a dream. How is it possible? You have to get curiosity at least. Let me see. How is it Maya? How is it false? I want to find out. And the Vatikra Markra Madri. And the very curiosity on the celebrity category. And Namakala Puriya. Anyhow, we are not going to understand an epopuryo. Veda Kudad. I want to know it. That is called willpower, free will. Make use of your free will. Enna thala eluthu fate la moksham varada irundha varuma appadiyalla solla koodad. We should not say that. We have to use our effort. Maya eva, full stop. Sarvam parihrutya chetasa. May you drop through your mind, through your buddhi, chetasa, viveka buddhya, parihritya, vairagyena, asanga shastrena, dhridena. Chetasa, asanga shastram, means what? Vairagyena. May you wear that armor like vairagyam, detachment. Touch me not. Everything ready to drop whatever is losable. Ready to lose what are all losable. Paramarthananda Swami says, ready to lose what are all losable. Readiness. That readiness is very important. What we are doing, all losables we are holding on. That is why struggle Parihritya means may you have detachment, dispassion. May you not have any mamakara, mine, my people. Never. Never have this is my brother, my son, my daughter, mine vidam. That is a sannyasam. That is called sannyasa. If I have any iota of mindness towards body, towards other people, I am not having qualification in artha. Vairagyamo vairagyam. Parihritya. What? Sar. Non-stop. Sarvam. Not one or two. Family, I have given up everything except two. Except two what? My daughter and my son. My husband is already old, but my son and daughter, because they have to take care of me. Nothing doing. Sarvam. My pule kutti or dog, petty dog. At least little bit of property can I keep? No, nothing. Never have this is mine. I am a trustee of everything. I never own anything. I am just a trustee of that owner, Bhagavan. The whole thing is Bhagavan's property. I am a owner. If I have this thought intensely inside in my heart, I am having vairagyam in earth. That is called parihritya. Okay. Then what I have to do? Lakshmana, what you have to do? Madbhavana bhavita shuddhamanasaha bhava. Madbhavana means saguna ishvara ramadhyanam kritva. Madbhavana means ramabhavana ramadhyanam. Bhavita shuddhamanasaha. May you have a pure refined mind without any attachment with anything. Raga, dvesha, aversion, likes, dislikes. Too much likes and dislikes, conditions, nothing. Easy going. Chalta hai. Everything is fine. Shuddha manasaha. Raga, dvesha, rahita manaha. Shuddha manasaha. How that comes? Because of Ramadhyanam, Rama japa, mantra japa. Sukhi bhavan, sukhi bhava, may you be happy. Niramayaha, anandamayaha bhava. Anandamayaha and swarupa anandaha. Once you worship me, do meditation upon me, and your mind is pure, slowly you will get nirguna brahma jnanam. Jnana yogyata prapti, guru prapti, shastra prapti, jnana prapti. Everything comes. Anandamayaha, niramayaha. Amayaha means pain, suffering, misery. Nirgataha, amayaha, yasmat. You will become a pain-free person, suffering-free person. Anandamayaha here, anandamaya means swarupa ananda. You recognize your brahma ananda swarupam. Anando brahmeti vyajanat. I recognize aham brahma iti ananda swarupaha iti vyajanat. You recognize. So dukkha nivrittihi sukha praptihi. Dukkha nivritti purvaka sukha prapti purvaka moksha praptihi. Mokshaha bhavati. You will become yuktaha. That means you deserve to get moksha. Anala ennirkano bhakti. What to do? Do puja every day. Worship Bhagavan. Therefore, in spite of I am happy, never say I am happy because of so and so. You have to convert because of to in spite of. I am happy in spite of all problems. I am happy because of my son, I am happy because of my daughter, I am happy because of my guru like you. Not like that. I am happy because of Vedanta class. No. These are all temporary. I am happy in spite of all problems at body level, at family level, at surroundings level. So many problems are there. In spite of that, I am Ananda Swarupaha. Nothing can disturb me. Because Mano Buddhi Ahankara Chittani Na Aham. Nariyavadi Chollanu. Okay. In spite of all problems, I am happy only. That is called Vedanta. What is Vedanta? Because of this, I am happy. Two, in spite of all these problems, I am happy. That is called Vedanta. Because to, in spite of. This conversion is called Vedanta. Because to, because of to, in spite of. இதனால் நான் சந்தோஷமா இருக்கேன். சுவாமி உங்க கிளாஸுக்கு வந்தார நிம்மதியா இருக்கேன். நான் அது எத்தனை நாள் இருக்கும்? கொஞ்ச நாள் இருக்கும். சீடி கேட்கும் போது ரொம்ப நாள், அப்புறம் எத்தனை நாள் இருக்கும்? எனி திங் ஆஃப்டர் வேர்ட்ஸ் போதும் தோணும். எகெயின் யூ சர்ச் ஃபார் சம்திங் எல்ஸ். எத்தனை நாள் இந்த மாதிரி சர்ச் பண்ணிட்டே இருப்பேன்? யூ நீட் நாட் சர்ச், யூ ஆர் ஆனந்த ஸ்வரூபம். சரி, ஓகே. நான் ஸ்துதி, ஜ்ஞானி ஸ்துதி. நவ் ஹூ எவர் கெட்ஸ் திஸ் ஜ்ஞானம், ஹவு கிரேட் தட் ஜ்ஞானி இஸ்? லக்ஷ்மண, லிசன். யஸ் சேவதே மாம குணம் குணாத் பரம், ஹ்ருதா கதா வா யதி வா குணாத்மகம். சோஹம் ஸ்வபாதாந்தி தரேணுபிஃ ஸ்பிருஷன், புனாதி லோகத்ரிதயம் யதாரமிஹ. வெரி நைஸ் ஸ்லோகம். யஹ ஹூயவர் சேவதே, ஹூயவர் வர்ஷிப்ஸ் மீ. ஃபர்ஸ்ட் வர்ஷிப்ஸ் மீ இன் சகுணா ஃபார்ம். சேவதே குணாத்மகம், சேவதே குணாத்மகம். குணாத்மகம் மீன்ஸ் அட்ரிபியூட்டட் லார்ட், வித் அட்ரிபியூட்ஸ். ஆஜானுபாஹும் அரவிந்த தடாயதாக்ஷம் குணாஸ். சோ லார்ட் வித் அட்ரிபியூட்ஸ். மாம் அகுணம் குணாத்பரம் ஹிருதா கதாவா எதி. ஃபர்ஸ்ட் குணாத்மகம் மாம் யஹ சேவதே சகுண ஈஸ்வர ரூபேண ஹூயவர் வர்ஷிப்ஸ் மீ. லேட்டர் மாம் யஹ அகுணம் குணாத்பரம் சேவதே. அகுணம் குணரஹிதம், அகுணம் மாம். யூ ஹாவ் டு சப்ளை அகெயின் மாம், சம்ஸ்கிருதம் மாம். ஓகே, அகுணம் மாம் குணாத்பரம் குணாதீதம். குணாதீதம் ஹூ இஸ் பியாண்ட் த்ரீ குணாஸ், சரீரத்ரய விலக்ஷண, அவஸ்தாத்ரய விலக்ஷண, பஞ்சகோஷ விலக்ஷண. ஆல் தட் குணாத் பரம் குணாதீதஹ. 14th chapter care of ஹிருதா, இன் ஹிஸ் ஓன் ஹார்ட், பியூர் ஹார்ட். ஹிருதா இன் ஹிஸ் ஓன் ஹார்ட் வித் ஹிஸ் பியூர் மைண்ட் அன் அர்த்தம். ஹிருதா மீன்ஸ் வித் ஹிஸ் பியூர் மைண்ட் வென் ஹி வர்ஷிப்ஸ் மீ. காட் இஸ் த மீன்ஸ், காட் இஸ் த எண்ட் அன் அர்த்தம். தென் வாட் கம்ஸ் ந, காட் is me, that comes nit gunat param. Kadava yadi, anytime, anytime. Sagunam first, nirgunam next. So saguna ishvara aradhanam is a stepping stone, remember. சகுண ஈஸ்வர ஆராதனம் இது ஸ்டெப்பிங் ஸ்டோன். சஹா அஹம் பவாமி, ஐ பிகம், சஹா ஹி பிகம்ஸ் ஒன் வித் மீ. சஹா அஹம் பவாமி மீன்ஸ் ஹி பிகம்ஸ் ஒன் வித் மீ. ஃபர்ஸ்ட் சகுண, தென் நிர்குண, துவைதம் தென் அத்வைதம். தென் வாட் சச் எ பர்சன், கிரேட் பர்சன், சகுண டு நிர்குண ஹூ டிராவல் ஈஸ்வர பக்தியா. தட்ஸ் வை வித்தவுட் இன்டென்ஸ் டிவோஷன் ஃபார் பகவான் யூ கேன் நெவர் ஹாவ் நிர்குண பிரம்ம ஜானம். த கிளாரிட்டி ஓன்ட் கம், ஓன்ட் கம், ஓன்ட் கம். Therefore, you have to pray to the Lord. You have to open your, openly, you have to ask, you have to worship the Lord. You are only the source for me. No one. That's why not your intellectual knowledge and all won't work here. Okay, however much you are qualified, however much you are intense, qualified, eloquent in so many languages and you are a very intelligent fellow, nothing will work here. ஈஸ்வர கிருபா ஏவா வில் ஒர்க் ஹியர். தட் மைண்ட் இஸ் ரிக்வயர்ட். சோ தேர் ஃபோர் ஃபார் பிரம்ம ஜானம், பரமார்த்தானந்த சுவாமி ஜி சேஸ் ஆஃபன், ஃபார் பிரம்ம ஜானம் யூ நீட் நாட் பி ஹைலி இன்டெலிஜென்ட். புரியுதுல, யூ நீட் நாட் பி ஹைலி இன்டெலிஜென்ட், யூ ஹாவ் டு பி ஹைலி டிவோட்டட் டு பகவான், பியூர் ஹார்ட். தட் இஸ் வெரி இம்பார்ட்டன்ட். தட் இஸ் வாட் சாஸ்திரா ஆல்சோ சேஸ் ஆல் த டைம். Pure bhakti towards God, Guru, Lord Rama is going to say that. Sachya jnani svapadanchita renubhi purushan. By his, when he, wherever he moves, Sachya jnani, after getting that jnanam, wherever he moves, he is a walking God. Wherever he moves, he is almost Bhagavan. Almost illa, Bhagavan da. Jnani is Bhagavan. That's the Mundakopanishad says, whoever worships Jnani, they also will get that Punyam, Bhagyam, and they are also blessed. Wherever he walks, wherever he puts the step, that Renu, Pada Renu, the dirt, also will be purified. And if you go and touch there, you are also purified. Therefore, Pada Anchita Renu Vihi Sprushan. And the Jnani Nadanda Edam, our Nadanda Poyitar, Anga Poyit Tvattane Bodu Namak. Jnani passed on that way, went. No, you go and touch the path, and touch your eyes, the Dhuli, the Pada Renu. Who says? Rama is telling. If you touch that Pada Renu, not Kalu Pudikar Venda, கால கீழே இருக்கிற தூளி, அந்த கால கீழே இருக்கிற தூளி, அது அவர் கிளம்பினதுக்கு அப்புறம் இருக்கும் அந்த தூளி தொடரும். புரியுது? சொபாடு அஞ்சு தரேனு, பை ஹிஸ் ஓன் ஃபீட் தட் டஸ்ட், தட் பார்ட்டிகல் ஸ்பிரிஷன், ஹவு ஹி பியூரிஃபைஸ் புனாதி, ஹி மேக்ஸ் த என்டயர் லோகத்ரிதயம், ஆல் த த்ரீ வேர்ல்ட்ஸ் He makes pure, holy. That's why when you go to holy places, why we touch every place? Mahatmas, nadanda edam mani, chulluvam. Let's say, jnanis, we should not take it as granted. Namu pakkame irukkar, namu koda besin irukkar. No, we should not take it as granted. We have to touch that dhuli, you have to put as a kumkuman like. That's what Gopikas did. That is called bhakti. It shows that Guru Bhakti. And the Jnani Stuti Pandrat. Punati Lokatritayam. How? Yatha Ravihi. Just as the sun purifies everything. You see, sun rays spread all over, purifies. If sun is not there, malaria, bacteria, virus, everything. But the sun rays purifies everything. Like that, this Jnani purifies all people by his just அந்த பாத தூளியே அப்படின்னா அவர் பார்த்து அவர் பேசிட்டு அவர் கூட இருந்தானே எவ்வளவு புண்ணியம் வரணும். மை குட்னஸ் ஆல் அவர் பாப்பம் சார் வாஷ்ட் ஆஃப். பட் அதுல ஸ்ரத்த இருக்கணுமே. நாட் ஆல் பீப்புள், நாட் ஆல் பீப்புள். ஹூஸ் ராமா இஸ் கோயிங் டு சே நெக்ஸ்ட் ஸ்லோகா புனாதி ஆஃப் ஹூமன் தோஸ் ஹூ ஆர் ஹேவிங் ஸ்ரத்தா. விஜயானமேதிலம் ஸ்ருதிசாரமேகம் வேதாந்தமேத்யசரணேனமயைவகீதம். யஸ்ரத்தயா பரிபடேத் குரு பக்தி யுக்தஹ. மத்ரூபமேதி யதி மத்வசனேஷு பக்திஹ. யதி மத்வசனேஷு பக்திஹ பவதி சேத். இஃப் anyone is having devotion towards my words, bhakti towards my words, what Lord Rama said in the previous three slokas and the entire teaching, whoever is having bhakti, devotion towards my words, reverence towards the teachings of Rama, reverence, respect towards the teachings of mine, Lord Rama is telling, எதி மத்வஜனேஷு பக்தி அஸ்தி சேத் மத்ரூபமேதி ஹி அட்டைன்ஸ் மை ஃபார்ம், ஃபார்ம்லெஸ் ஃபார்ம் ஹி கெட்ஸ் டிரான்ஸ்ஃபார்ம்டு. வாட் எ கேரண்டி கார்ட் லார்ட் ராமா கிவிங். பட் வி ஃபர்கெட் ஆஃப்டர் பூர்ணமத, தட் இஸ் த ப்ராப்ளம். நாட் யூ, ஜெனரலி பீப்புள் ஃபர்கெட். That forgetfulness is the cause for many problems. Once the Lord says one word, it has to ring, 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 ring in my ears all the time. Because of our worldly entanglements, we gloss over all these statements of Bhagavan. Therefore, Lord Rama, see what a beautiful such an advice is giving. எதி மத் வச்சனேஷு பக்தி பவதி மத் ரூபமேதி ஹி அட்டைன்ஸ் மீ. வை பீப்புள் ஆர் நாட் அட்டைனிங் மை ஃபார்ம்? மை ஃபார்ம் இஸ் வாட்? ஃபார்ம்லெஸ் ஃபார்ம், துரிய ஆத்மா. வை தே ஆர் நாட் கெட்டிங், கிளைமிங் அஹம் பிரம்மா அஸ்மி, துரிய ஆத்மா அஸ்மி? பிகாஸ் தே டோன்ட் ஹாவ் பக்தி மத் வச்சனேஷு, டுவர்ட்ஸ் மை வேர்ட்ஸ் தே டோன்ட் ஹாவ் பக்தி. ராமவச்சனம் ஆர் கிருஷ்ணவச்சனம், ஆல் வச்சனம் சார் ஃப்ரம் வேர்? லார்ட் ராமா சேட் ஸ்ருதி சாரமேகம். ஓகே, ராமகீதா இஸ் கிரேட் ஆர் பகவத்கீதா இஸ் கிரேட்? டோன்ட் டிஸ்கஸ். எவ்ரி கீதா இஸ் கிரேட். ஓகே, எவ்ரி கீதா இஸ் கமிங் ஃப்ரம் பகவான். தேர்ஃபோர் நெவர் கம்பேர் பகவான்ஸ் வச்சனம். Bhagavatam is great or Ramayanam is great? Who are you to compare them? Each word coming from Veda only. Lord Rama is not taking, it is my teaching. Lord Rama is in which yuga? Treta yuga. Before Rama itself, Veda was there or not? Which yuga? Krita yuga itself. Therefore, Lord Rama is giving that reverence, value of his teaching to Veda. You see, vijnanam etad akhilam, etad akhilam, this entire aparoksha jnanam, aparoksha jnanam, vijnanam akhilam, shruti saram, veda vedanta saraha. It is the essence of Vedas, Lakshmana. What I have given here to you, these are not my words. Whatever is said in Upanishads already, I am giving. Upanishads are nothing but Veda Antabhaga. So Veda is given by me only at the time of creation. I am teaching that only today. Lord Krishna also said. Lord Rama also saying same thing. Shruti Saram. So if you study Rama Gita, it is as good as studying Chaturvedas. Now you are Chaturveda Parangataha. What is the Tatparyam of Chaturveda? Brahma Satyam, Jagan Mithya, Jivo Brahma Ivanaparaha. Over. This is the Veda Sara. Veda is meant for this. Only for this. Therefore, Shruti Sara. Ekam, secondless, matchless. This Aparoksha Jnanam, Brahma Vidya, Aikya Jnanam, nothing is equal to this in this world. Matchless. Ekam. Matchless teaching. Secondless teaching. Is there any other teaching? No. Equal to this teaching, there is no other teaching valuable in this world. Vedanta Vedya Charanena Maya Eva Gitam. See, that is beautiful. Maya Gitam. Today, it is taught by me to you about what? To be known about that Brahman. Who is that Brahman? Myself. Vedanta Vedya Charanena. Vedanta Vedya Charanena means I am the subject matter. Vedanta Vedyam is what? That is to be known through Vedanta is what? Brahman. It is taught by me. Who is that me? That me is none other than to be known through Vedas. What a way he is presenting. Lakshmana, it has been taught by me to you. What is that? Brahma Vidya. That Brahma Vidya is nothing but the to be known about Brahman, which is non-different from me. Vedanta Vidya Charanena Maya Gita. It is taught by me, who is to be known by the Vedanta. Puriyada? It is taught by me to you, who is to be known by the Vedanta. Vedanta Vedya Charanena. Vedanta Vedya, through Vedanta, to be known. What is that? Brahman. By such Brahman, who is in the form of Rama, taught. Such a Rama is teaching to you today. See, that is called knowledge. Rama knows that he knows. Rama is a Jnani. Rama knows. Lakshmana, the subject matter of Vedanta is myself. Such me teaching to you today this Brahma Vidya. That means those are all listening Rama Gita. Next line. Yaha Shraddhaya Paripathet Guru Bhakti Yuktaha. Whoever listen to Rama Gita, whoever study this Rama Gita from a competent Guru, Guru Bhakti Yuktaha. Ange theriyaradilla veetla ukkarna padikane evini how Swami is putting website. Website la ukkarna kekkaren. Rama says, even though she puts in website, if you are in Chennai, you have to attend her class. The last shloka, what to attend now? Okay. Swami is unnade sollakoodadu. That is the secret. Guru Bhakti Yuktaha. With full devotion on one's own Guru. Guru Bhakti Yuktaha Patet Chet. Yaha Shraddhaya. With Shraddha. With Shraddha. With intense reverence, faith upon Guru and Guru Vakyam, whoever study this Rama Gita, Mad Rupamiti, he attains my form. What? He attains me, the Atma Swarupam. Aikya Jnanam. Satchidananda Swarupam. Brahma Swarupa Praptihi. He attains. Jiva Swarupa Bhranti Tyagaha Eva Brahma Swarupa Praptihi. Jiva Swarupa Bhranti. ஜீவா அகம் ஜீவா ஜீவா பிராந்தி இருக்கு இல்லையோ, அந்த ஸ்வரூப பிராந்தி தியாகஹா ஏவ சித் ஸ்வரூப சிதானந்த ஸ்வரூப சச்சிதானந்த ஸ்வரூப பிராப்தி அகம் பிரம்ம அஸ்மி. தேர்ஃபோர் ஒன் மஸ்ட் ஹாவ் ஈஸ்வர பக்தி, குரு பக்தி, சாஸ்திர பக்தி. இன் தட் ஸ்லோகா ஆஜன்மாந்தம் பிரயம் சேவியம் வேதாந்தோ குரு ஈஸ்வரஹ. நாட் ஓன்லி தட், ஃபர்ஸ்ட் ஹூஎவர் வர்ஷிப் த குரு ஆஸ் பகவான் ஈஸ்வர, குரு இஸ் ஈஸ்வரா ஹிம்செல்ஃப். சச் எ பர்சன் சாஸ்திரா அன்ஃபோல்ட் ரிவீல்ஸ் இட் செல்ஃப். தேர்ஃபோர் குரு பக்தி இஸ் இன்டென்ஸ் and ishvara bhakti is intense, gnanam is very very easy. Who says? Rama says. With this Rama Gita is over. Om purnamada purnamidam purnat purnamudachyate purnasya purnamadaya purnameva vasishyate. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. ஹரி ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரி ஓம்.